Air pollution from the Clairton Coke Works has been a long-time frustration for residents there. Sometimes it seems like a problem that's out of the public's control. But there's an EPA program that gives citizens the skills to watch over the smokestacks in their communities. Here's Andy Kubis again. Last year, she joined people at a special class that trains certified emissions observers, better known as smoke readers.
So good morning again. Welcome to day two of our Pittsburgh Smoke School.
The parking lot at the Settlers Ridge Wave Pool, just outside of Pittsburgh, is filled with camping chairs. The people sitting in them are looking up at the sky as if they're waiting for a fireworks show to begin. But it's early in the morning, and this group is here for the Visible Emissions Observer Certification and Training Program.
We call it Smoke School because it's easier to say.
That's Roger Rooks. He's a field instructor for a company called Eastern Technical Associates based in North Carolina. A certified smoke reader needs to be recertified twice a year. So every 6 months, they haul their odd-looking blue trailer up to the Pittsburgh region for smoke school. The trailer has a giant stack in the middle that folds on a hinge. When it's time for the field test, the operator programs it to send different types of smoke into the air.
Dark charcoal gray 75, remember not that black.
The key to passing smoke school is being able to tell whether what's coming out of the stack is steam or something much worse.
Well, steam is going to be close to, if not 100% opacity. It typically looks like a nice big puffy cloud. If it's an emission, you can actually watch as that plume spreads out, gets diluted by the air, and becomes thinner and thinner and thinner. Whereas steam typically has a finite point where it goes from being visible to invisible.
My name is Greg Poindexter. And I'm out here reading smoke, and I work with the Allegheny County Health Department.
How's it going?
Well, we'll see after we get it graded.
Anyone can go to smoke school. Most attendees are regulators like Poindexter, but some are lawyers, permit writers, or industry managers. A handful are environmentalists who want to learn how to keep an eye on big polluters in their communities. Melanie Mead is one of them.
I'm terrible with distance, but I'd say that steel mill's in my backyard.
Meek's two-story brick home sits on top of a cliff with a view of the Clairton Coke Works.
And you get to see our beautiful and lovely Clairton Park, and then you see our small community down bottom, and then you are hit with industry. Tons of concrete buildings, stacks, about 50. You can see 10 really tall ones.
The U.S. steel plant is the largest coke works in North America, baking coal at high temperatures to make more than 4 million tons of coke a year, a key component in steelmaking. Today is a beautiful clear day, and Meek says the stacks aren't blowing out as much steam or smoke as they do on a hazy or cloudy day.
Especially on a rainy day. It looks like the whole place is on fire down there.
Meek is still working towards her official smoke reader certification. As we look through the giant stained glass windows in her kitchen that frame the Coke Works, I ask her what she's looking for.
We look at this plume when we first started seeing it. It was going straight up and white until it reached about middle of the sky there. But now that dissipation, it's not just gray. It's a dark gray to me. I know it's a huge plume, but if it's steam, it shouldn't take that long to go away. That's still sitting at the top there. What is that sitting up there?
There's a good chance what's sitting up in the air is soot, or PM2.5. The small particles can settle in your lungs and cause health problems, including heart disease and asthma. Thanks to smoke school, Mead is getting good at spotting these problems.
And that is empowering to know, because when you talk to someone who works at the mill and they say, oh no, it's not, it wasn't, and I don't know it all, but I know enough to know this isn't right and that isn't right and this can be done better. And that's what gives you strength to speak up for others, speak up for yourself, and to keep going, to keep at it, to keep at it.
I think Melanie is very enthusiastic to help her community, and that takes time and effort.
That's Sue Seppi, a project manager at the Group Against Smog and Pollution. She finds volunteers willing to go to smoke school and then helps them along the way. She says the health department respects the role the volunteers play.
The health department wants an efficiently run facility. They want them to be meeting the requirements of the regulations, and I think the more pressure that they can put on them, the better.
The volunteer smoke readers go out once a month. If they see a violation, they call the facility directly, and they also file a report with the health department. In a statement, U.S. Steel says when reports are received, they are investigated internally and acted upon as necessary. Back in Clairton, Melanie Meek says she's going to keep learning about what's in the air she breathes. There's too much sickness in her town.
A young woman just passed away here in our community, I believe of pancreatic cancer, but I do know it was cancer for sure, at the age of 40. So we've had 5 deaths within the last 2 weeks.
Meek says her inspiration to do this work comes from her late father, who loved Clairton.
Why would he put a picture window to the view of that steel mill? But if not, as a reminder, there's always work to do living here. There's always work to do.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
This past summer, U.S. Steel came to an agreement with the Allegheny County Health Department to invest $200 million to improve the facility's coke batteries, including emissions controls. That's after 2 separate fires which damaged pollution controls at the plant. The company was also ordered to pay $2.7 million in fines, most of which will go into a trust to benefit communities affected by the pollution.